matinee.
We can keep that one.
Sure. Parlez-vous français? Today we're talking about Three Colors Blue. My name is Phil. I'm one of your hosts.
My name is Matt.
And we're missing our contrarian Nate today.
I know.
Is he the contrarian? I think I am.
I think I'm mostly the contrarian.
We all view ourselves as the contrarian.
I don't think Nate does.
Nate, let's call him up.
I think there have been more instances
Let's call him up when it's not very good for him.
I think there have been more instances where I've been, like, the odd one out.
Yeah, Nate and I seem to agree with each other a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Except on when Marnie was there and Final Fantasy.
Well, but it's not on, like, your opinion on the movie. It's just the time travel thing.
Well, it's the greatest time travel movie of all time.
Exactly.
And you can put that on the books because Nate's not here.
Yeah, we can say whatever we want. So anyway, so Blue is a French film that came out.
Three Colors Blue.
Well, its official title is Blue, because it's... So, what's something you
it's
might not
three
know.
Three-color series.
Exactly.
There's red, white, and blue,
and
right?
And blue, yep.
For the French flag!
Yes! Did you just figure that out?
No, but... Well, I just put it together. I'm sure I realized it.
So, yeah, director Christoph Kolosky made three
and
films...
And America, by the way. Just gonna say it. The better country.
I guess, but... If you say so.
So director, French Froginski.
Frenchman.
French Surrender Man. Anyway, what is his real name and what did he do?
Christoph Kolosky. He made three films named after the colors of the French flag.
And
each movie has, like, a strong emphasis on that color.
Visually.
Not
story-wise. Unless you account emotions, in which case this movie was very blue.
It was very depressing. I haven't seen the other two, so... Say that again?
I was gonna say, like, except there are, like, happy moments in it.
Yeah, it's not, like, completely dour, but, like, the basic premise and the overall tone is very depressing, which is about a woman who loses her husband and daughter in a car accident... And the movie's just about her learning to move on from it and learning to just live life again. And she doesn't handle it very well either. Like from
funny stuff.
Exactly. Bring the kids.
Bring grandma.
Bring grandma. She'll love this. So, Phil, what'd you think of the movie?
It wasn't bad. I didn't like it, though.
Yeah, I was kind of... Given your thoughts on the previous movies I recommended, I was kind of expecting
that,
a reaction like this.
It's a well-made movie.
Oh, yeah. Like, everything about it, technically, especially the cinematography, just there's so much style, and at the risk of sounding very pretentious, but each shot, like, provokes a ton of emotion.
You're right, that did make you sound pretentious.
I know.
yeah, it's a very well-shot movie. I don't know, it leaves... something to be desired, and what that something is, I kind of don't know.
Well, just go through, like, the basic essential that something you liked about the movie, something you didn't. And maybe we can figure out from there.
I like the characters. We've discussed on this podcast, though, that, like, short hair is...
Short hair is your thing,
yeah. We have. So, like, that's not fair to any other character ever,
mm-hmm.
because this character has short hair. Actually, it's funny, while I was watching it, I kept thinking, I was like, damn, I love her hair. watch the movie for nothing. If you watch the movie for nothing other than the hair, then you've watched the movie for the right reasons.
Yeah, exactly. That's the only reason to watch this movie. But no, she's a really well-rounded character who goes through a really good arc.
Yeah.
In the movie, and it's basically just learning to just be, like, let your emotions out.
Do you think they told the little girl who played the daughter in the first scene, like, what happens to her character? Because you have to imagine she'd be like, what happened to my character in the rest of the movie? And they'd have to be like...
I don't know.
Ooh.
I would imagine they... yeah, I would imagine they did.
I don't know.
But,
Because that's gotta be a tough, tough thing to explain to... She looked like she was 8.
Mm-hmm.
To an 8-year-old.
I feel like it'd be even worse to, like, have them watch themselves, because the death happens off screen. So I feel like it'd be it'd be even worse if
she had to watch herself die.
Yeah.
Welcome to Weekly Matinee, where we talk about children and death.
And yeah, well, that is what happens in this movie.
It's not what happens in every movie.
Nope.
But it has been a point of discussion.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a lot of death in all the movies we watched recently. Starting with Little Women. Trendsetter, 2018's mm-hmm. Little Women.
Yep. The movie of the century. Which
the movie of magazines, No One's Choice Ever.
Mm-hmm.
Go watch that episode.
Yeah, I think that's honestly my favorite of our episodes.
What, the Little Women one?
Yeah.
I like it.
I like that one a lot.
But this podcast isn't about podcasts we've already done.
Yes. It's about Three Colors Blue.
I want to do a podcast like that, though.
We just talk about previous shows we've done?
No, we just talk about other people's podcast episodes, but, like, we don't talk about anything they talked about. It's just like... Just like, yeah, like, my brother and me, they did, episode 432 was so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so good. And, you know, when, like, Travis did the thing. Yeah,
they did this one episode on this one topic. It was just really good. Moving on.
And that's the end of the episode. Be funny.
But no, did you like any of the supporting characters?
The whore.
I liked her a lot, too. I wish they had, like, done more with their relationship.
I don't know.
If they had, like, spent more time together.
Maybe.
Because
I thought they were going to fall in love.
I would not put it past the movie, honestly.
Do you know if the other two films follow similar, like, not similar, but, like, or, like, just part of the same timeline, basically?
I think White, actually, the main character is the whore.
Oh.
Or the prostitute, however you want to say it.
She's a whore. You Piccadilly whore. She was fun.
Mm-hmm.
She had short hair, too.
Did she?
I think so.
I thought it was longer.
It was longer than... I can't even remember the main character's name, but...
Mm-hmm.
It was longer than hers, but it was still pretty short, if mm-hmm. I remember correctly.
So, yeah, it's a very simple story with... It's simple on the surface, but there's a lot more going on.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know. It keeps playing with you. Like, it's like, oh, we're deeper than you can see. But, like, I don't feel like its deeper message is clear. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, if it's supposed to be left up to interpretation, that's one thing. But it doesn't feel like that. It feels like it's trying to get a specific message across, but it doesn't.
I didn't really get that. I just saw it as the whole movie is about her just learning to
just
feel.
This is definitely the kind of movie that has a deeper meaning.
I would imagine so.
But the whole time, it's sort of like, for lack of a better term, it's sort of like messing with you, trying to be like, ooh, what's mm-hmm. this actually mean? Like the lamp, or the there was a beach ball that rolled by the car, and like it's sort of trying to play around with you, making you think something significant is happening in the background when I don't think something that significant is.
Do you think there was a deeper meaning? I'm sure there was, but like while you were watching, did you think there was like some deeper meaning to the piece that her husband never finished?
Oh, easily. I don't know what it was, but easily.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot
it's
to like.
It's weird how the one thing in the movie about unification was never finished. Because that piece was contracted for the unification of Europe.
That is definitely not a coincidence. But yeah, there's a lot that this movie throws at you that...
It feels like it goes nowhere?
No, it just feels like the movie's saying, like, oh, dissect this.
And I don't wanna.
I don't want to think when I watch a movie. I just want to have fun.
Matt just wants to have fun.
So what specifically about the movie did you not enjoy?
That's the thing. I can't, like, pinpoint it down.
Mm-hmm. Because, like, I know there's a lot of shots that, like, linger for a while.
No, it definitely wasn't the cinematography.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker for good cinematography, and this had it in spades, but,
Yeah, same here. Foreign films, specifically French, like, really put the extra effort.
Suck at making movies, right?
No, they really put in the extra effort, from what I've seen, at least, into their camera work.
Why does every foreign film look like a porno? Like a 1980s porno. You know what I mean?
What other foreign movies have you seen?
This and that one that Ferrado always shows.
Run Lola Run?
Yeah.
It's two different countries, so, like, one's German, the other's French, yeah, so... The answer's probably different for both.
Ma Vie en Rose. My Life in Pink.
Mm-hmm. It's probably just... things that they're more okay with showing than American filmmakers.
I don't mean nudity. I just mean, like, the way that they actually look.
Again, that goes back to, like, that's just their style of doing it.
These Americans, the pornography looks magnificent. Thank you, Jock.
I can probably understand that. I probably know the scene you're talking about.
I'm not talking about a specific scene. I'm saying the movie is as a whole. Like, their camera looks like Garbo.
Really?
Yeah.
I never really got that.
Maybe it's just my TV, then. Mm-hmm. Oh, well. Anyway, back to the podcast.
We can include that, honestly. I think it fits well.
Oh, even my slightly racist French impression?
Sure, why not?
Okay, cool.
I don't see why not.
Nate's not here. Anything goes!
Nate's our filter.
Yeah, Nate is our filter.
So yeah, I never got that vibe, though.
What, the porn vibe, or just...
Yeah, especially not with the camera.
I don't know how to explain what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it does.
I noticed, like, almost every character, especially our lead character, whispers a lot of their lines.
Yeah, and all the women are nude at some point.
At some point, well, with
Matt, let me have this one.
Sure, go for it.
No, I don't know.
Okay.
I was just gonna say I like nudity.
Well, with one of them,
I'm joking, by the way.
With one of them, she's a prostitute.
Wait, what?
I know.
I was too busy looking at her boobies.
I know. Oh my gosh, no.
Yes, I know, she was a prostitute, but,
Yeah, like, there were no scenes that I would consider gratuitous, though.
What shitty neighbors? To be like,
oh, yeah, they're trying to kick her out.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
And then she finds out, like, only one of them, one person didn't sign it. I would have moved out of that building regardless.
Mm-hmm.
I would have been like, fuck you guys.
Yeah.
People suck.
Mm-hmm.
That's the lesson of the movie.
People just suck.
Yeah. I don't have anything else to say about it.
Yeah, that was just a really... That scene, like, really hit me, struck a chord with me emotionally.
What, the trying to get kicked out?
When she figures out... When she, like, puts two and two together and realizes that the petition is to kick her out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What'd you think of the flutist? Was that a flute he was playing?
It looked like a recorder.
Oh, it was a recorder. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They say it in the movie.
He plays a mean recorder.
I know.
Do you think he knows hot cross buns?
Probably. I would bet.
Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
Hot cross buns. I feel like the recorder gets a bad rap.
I haven't played it in years.
Me either, but it's a real instrument.
Yeah. Just because they teach you it at in fourth grade.
Oh, I learned younger than that. I was in kindergarten when I did it.
As we've seen in this movie, it can sound really good.
I wonder if that was actually what he was playing or if it was kind of like ADR'd.
I would say that's actual.
That's cool. Knowing the French.
Knowing the French, yeah.
They're not sneaky enough. No, yeah. Overall, it was an okay movie.
You enjoyed it fine?
I would consider watching it again.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, because, like, I first saw it, like, I was paying attention more so to just the look of the film, and then I watched it again, and, like, I paid a lot more attention to the story and just realized how engaging it is.
I don't know why Nate was so not excited to watch this movie.
I don't know.
Well, because for 3 weeks now, he's been like, Three Colors.
Because it's a very, like, heavy-hitting film.
Nate, I'm talking to you directly now. Give Matt's films a chance.
Mm-hmm.
They're just movies.
They're just movies, man.
They're just movies.
You don't understand my taste. But yeah, like, I can understand why it might turn some people off, because, like...
Oh, to the contrary.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, we need Nate.
Because, yeah, it is very, like, dour and deals with heavy subject matter.
Yeah. I don't have anything else.
And some people are just turned off by foreign language cinema as a whole.
Which, that makes sense.
Which I really don't like.
No, that's the thing. You can't be mad at people for not liking something they... Like, because when you watch a movie, a lot of people sit down and they're like, I want to either, like, watch this and know what the characters are saying or, like, passively watch it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, to have the subtitles on top of it is sort of just, like, another, like, requirement
mm-hmm.
to enjoying it. So I understand why it turns a lot of people off.
Yeah.
Not for everybody.
Certainly not for me. You can't
judge it for them.
I mean, judge them for it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I guess I can kind of see why. So yeah, are you interested in watching the other two films? I know I am.
I'm not. No.
Because, like, I'm interested to see how, like, if they're different in regards to tone.
Yeah.
Because, like, this movie had a very somber,
You get quiet, back to me on that one.
Yeah. Yeah, very somber, quiet, not remotely exciting tone. So I'm interested to see how the other two films measure up to that.
I hope this movie doesn't win our best or worst of the year award, because then we'd have to send them something in France. And international shipping is expensive. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's about it.
Yeah.
So thank you very much for listening. If you enjoyed, follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or Google Podcast, and we'll talk to you guys in the next episode.
Bye-bye.
Peace.